Welcome to On the Verge. I'm Kara Bradley, bringing you a Monday motivation. Now, I'm not assuming that you need the motivation. I definitely need the motivation on Mondays, which is why I am always inspired on Mondays to turn on my mic and to deliver something that will offer you a boost, inspiration, some encouragement, some support that you are enough, that you matter, and that you are just exactly where you need to be right here and right now. Now, I want to tell you that these podcasts are brought to you by Amari Global, the mental wellness company. Amari Global is building a human-to-human network for their cutting-edge products that deserve to be in people's hands. And Amari Global allows me the opportunity to share freely, to share openly, to share now 3 times a week what's coming through me, what I'm working on, how I'm growing, how you can grow, how we can grow together. And today's message is really just for you. It's about doing, being, acting, not acting, speaking, just for you. We do so much to impact other people. We do so much every day, day in, day out, so that we appear in a different way, so that we can earn more, so that we can be better. But what if we turned that all around, a 180, and started with ourselves first? Now, it may sound like I can't be that selfish, but truly, if you don't love yourself first and care for yourself first, nothing else matters. So I was inspired to talk about this. I had a conversation with my daughter last night, and she was just, you know, kind of telling me how she just wasn't feeling great. And I know that for my daughters in their mid-20s, you know, they've had to deal with a lot of stuff I haven't had to deal with anyway in my mid-50s. And that is the pressure of social media to look a certain way, to be a certain way, to achieve certain things by a certain time in your life. And I know it has really been a struggle for her. And in some ways, she's almost, turned away from certain types of self-care because of the pressure out there. And so, you know, I thought to myself in the wee hours of the morning, what if she did it just for her? You know, what if she embraced herself? And she does. I mean, she is amazing. My gosh, so much wiser than I was at her age. But, you know, as a mother, of course, you know, you're always thinking about how to support. And I have to be very careful not to give advice. But I was thinking about her resistance to certain things just because of the social pressure out there to, you know, work out in a certain way and to look a certain way. And I thought, my God, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, how we appear, how many followers, for God's sakes. It really is about us doing it just for you. So let me get a little more specific here. What if you ate well, healthy, clean, just for you? Just for you, not for the scale, not for how you look in the bathing suit, not for anybody else, how you appear on social media. But what if you did that truly as an act of self-love, just for you? What if you moved in a way that felt right for you to move, not in a way that society is telling you should work out? You know, what if you don't like the Peloton? What if you don't like yoga? Right? What if just, you know, a different way of moving is what works for you right now, just for you? Do it just for you. Right? If your body is screaming for a certain type of movement, do it. just for you? And what if your self-care routine wasn't to take a decade off of, you know, your facial lines, but your self-care was just for you because it made you, makes you feel loved, self-loved, cared for. It makes you feel bright, more vibrant. Now, what I'm telling you isn't news to you. And listen, I say this all the time. I'm telling this to myself. Just for me. What if I cared first for me? First. Not for the career, not for the platform, not for the way it looks on whatever, but just for me. Self-love. Amari, actually, the name Amari means, is in Latin for self-love. Self-love, caring for ourselves first. So today, as you move through your day, when you go to cook a meal, or you go to move your body, or maybe you don't move your body today. Perhaps it's a couple of gentle stretches and a 10-minute walk. Recovery is so underestimated and underserved in our lives. Just for you, can we start there this Monday morning or whenever you're listening to it? And see how that works for you. See how that feels for you. That's all I have for today. I am on the road coming to you from somewhere in New Hampshire. Actually, out my hotel window, I have a view of Mount Washington. It is absolutely breathtaking. And I'm just awestruck by nature and by the just the raw beauty. It sweeps my mind clean, and it holds me in the present moment. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Okay. All right, my friend, thank you for listening to this Monday Motivation. Check out the links in the show notes. There are a couple of important ones there. One is my Now page, which I am updating just if you're interested in where I am, how I'm moving about the United States these days, and actually what I'm doing to create, to manifest, to express my source intelligence through me to you. Check it out. There's also an open invitation to Team Flow. Team Flow is my human-to-human network that is creating just an extraordinary vehicle for personal transformation and for financial prosperity. So check that out, and I will tune in next time. Be well.